On to John S. Doyle now for a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The IDA has clashed with electricity market supervisors over moves to impose penalty tariffs on big business to avert the threat of winter blackouts, so the Irish Times reports in its lead story. Arthur Beasley writes that the state's inward investment agency said it was essential to maintain competitive pricing for energy at all times, as it expressed anxiety about growing constraints on the national power grid. IDA Ireland is very aware of clients' concerns around security of energy supply, the authority told the paper. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin has told large multinational companies based in Ireland that it is committed to a high-wage economy, but if elected to government, will abolish special tax breaks for highly paid executives. So Daniel McConnell reports in the Irish Examiner, writing that senior party figures, including finance spokesman Piers Doherty, have engaged with large employers, including Facebook and Google and other major tech firms, in recent weeks. The Irish Independent leads with a story about the state pension. Charlie Weston writes that people who defer taking their state pension at age 66 under radical plans being worked on by the government would need to live for decades to get any payback from the move. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report on Michael McDonough of Sligo, who was killed on a holiday site in southeast England last Friday night. John Hand reports that six people are in police custody being questioned on suspicion of murder. For the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, the death of Olivia Newton-John, singer and actress, takes precedence. For its headline, the Mirror finds words from a song she made famous in the musical Grease, "Hopelessly Devoted to You." The Irish Daily Mail leads with what it describes as an exodus of thousands of landlords from the letting market because of booming property prices and a series of mortgage interest rate increases. Heat waves to become even more common, says a headline on the front page of the Examiner, quoting the view of experts. And there are many photographs in the papers of people enjoying the warm weather, young and old. John and Anne Lemazny at Fountainstown Beach, County Cork, in straw hats, seated and looking out at the sea, are seen from behind in David Creedon's picture on the front page of the Times. Two young cousins, Cara and Mina Darcy, splash each other on the beach at Portmarnock, Dublin, in Frank McGrath's picture in The Independent. And with all the beach activity taking place, the lifeboat people have stressed the importance of their Float to Live campaign. A safety officer with the RNLI explains it in The Independent. She said, if anyone gets into difficulty while swimming, it is vital to fight your urge to thrash around and avoid panicking. Lie on your back with your arms and legs extended like a starfish, and you can just tread water gently and get your breathing under control, she told Saoirse Mulgrew. Then you take your next step. You can either call for help or you might be able to swim to safety.